This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I want to reiterate this whole thing with this shooting in Florida and, you know, how the gun law in Maryland ties into this. Now, Maryland has a lot of the wish list that a lot of gun grabbers would want out there. They have assault weapon bans and magazine capacity caps and all kinds of other things that everybody wants all the time. And in addition to this, once again, we see, and, you know, this is interesting. We live in a very interesting time because I don't remember this happening nearly as much. Going back to Aaron Alexis, who was the D.C. Naval Yard shooter, who had obvious telltale signs. He had shot through a ceiling in his apartment complex, which meant it came up through the floor of somebody else's apartment, barely missed her. He had shot out the tires of another vehicle in a construction zone, and he told the police officer that he blacked out while he was doing it. He claimed to be, at a certain moment, he claimed to be hearing voices from microwaves. Microwaves were causing him to have issues. Some cops in one jurisdiction called the D.C. Naval Yard to tell them what was going on, and they did not heed that. And then he went and he should have had his security clearance pulled. He should have been arrested. He went, before the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, to buy the gun that he used in the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, the Remington 870 that he had. And then he decided that he was going to, that he would go do that shooting, right? But he should have been able to get that background check. He shouldn't have been able to get that background check. He should have already come up on, he should have been arrested for either one of those shooting incidents. That would get me arrested. It'd get you arrested. James Holmes, the Aurora shooter. The psychologist and the cops on on the campus that he was going to school, they were hot on him. I mean, they were all about him, and they were getting ready to take action. And then James Holmes quit school. And so they quit the pursuit. Now, James Holmes was an interesting guy. He bought a lot of ammunition. He bought a few guns here and there. He set up a bunch of booby traps in his apartment. Then he bypassed a bunch of movie theaters looking for one that was a gun-free zone before he settled on the Aurora Theater. And then he did his rampage killing spree. He should have been intercepted. He should have been intercepted. The shooter in Sutherland, Texas, whose name escapes me. He should have been intercepted. He should never have been able to buy a gun. Nicholas Cruz, he should never have been able to buy a gun. Elliot Rogers, he should never have been able to buy a gun. Or he should have been intercepted by the cops when they came to see him because they were looking at his YouTube channel, watching his YouTube videos. And I think his parents turned him in. And 9 deputies went there and said, oh, he's such a nice, polite young man. We seem to have a bunch of people that shouldn't be allowed, that should be on the prohibited persons list as they have made it right, as they put it together, and they're not. They're not on the prohibited persons list. Now, let me ask you a question. If you, let's see, say with a car, the car is only going to be as good as its surrounding environment. That's one thing, the road, the air density, all that other good, fun, crazy stuff and everything. So everything has to fall into place whenever. That was a horrible analogy. I'm sorry for that. We can't erase that, but let's just keep on going. If there's going to be a background check, and if that's to intercept and stop people from buying guns, doesn't it make sense that the ones that should be on the prohibited persons list would be on the prohibited persons list? Why do we have that criteria if we're not actually pursuing that end? I can't believe I made that analogy. I'm never going to live that one down. Anyway. So, I see all these happening. Now, this guy should not have been able to buy a gun. This David Katz, he should not have been allowed to buy a gun. And yet he bought them legally in Baltimore. I mean, I can't imagine how difficult it must be to buy a gun in Baltimore. I know somebody right now that I have sent a gun to. And I know he's not on anybody's prohibited persons list. And in the state that he's living in, he's having to jump through the flaming hoop just to be able to have that gun. And believe me, he's not a desperado. He's not a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination. But he's being kept from getting that gun right now by a bunch of red tape. And I would never have thought that where he's at, which he's in Minnesota, that it would be easier to get a gun in Baltimore, Maryland than it is in Minnesota, anywhere. I obviously don't know enough about Minnesota gun law. According to the Giffords Law Center, Maryland prohibits any person from purchasing more than one handgun or assault weapon within a 30-day period. So this guy, this means that he went through 60 days or 30 days of time to buy his guns, with the knowledge that he purchased the guns legally. It would seem like he purchased one gun, waited a month, and then purchased the other. And we know that he was hospitalized in a psychiatric facility on two occasions and was prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medication. And they also have the extreme risk protection orders in Maryland, which for some reason, this kid lived with his parents, and for some reason, despite the fact that he lived with his parents, nobody had filed an extreme risk protective order against him, and therefore he was able to go buy guns and stuff. State of Maryland has 66 firearm-related laws, and that ranks them 7th most in the country, according to CNBC. And despite those regulations in place, the shooter was able to obtain 2 firearms, drive down to Jacksonville and murder 2 people, and then take his own life. And that's the thing. That's the thing that these guys don't seem to consider, these gun grabbers, because they'll get out there and they'll have all of these laws passed for this, that, and the other. And at the end of the day, these state laws, what's to keep the bad guy from driving out of state? Like this kid did. Now, I'm almost certain that he did not drive down there to shoot people. He probably drove down there to play Madden 2019. But whatever the reason was, we know what the outcome of that was. And we also know that there was no security in this. In this venue at all. And I mean, from what I'm understanding, there's never any security in these venues for these conventions and competitions and everything else that takes place in this space. Never.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. If you've ever been to, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, you've heard, "I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him." Mark Antony declares that. Those familiar with that play understand the subtlety of the oratory and the hidden political purpose. There are political parallels now that John McCain has passed. As the Democrats signal their admiration for the man. Now, I'm not interested in speaking ill of the dead. There were a great many things that John McCain and I would have disagreed on. A great many things. And if you've been here and you've been listening to me, you know that I've said a great many things about him that were not particularly, shall I say, complimentary. It's more productive for the purpose of defending against some of those differences to look at what his ostensible political opponents, his friends across the aisle and in the media, are saying about him right now, though. Now, Barack Obama recalled a shared fidelity to something higher. Joe Lieberman lost a dear friend. Joe Biden will miss him dearly. Bill and Hillary Clinton noted he frequently put partisanship aside to do what he thought was best for the country and was never afraid to break the mold if it was the right thing to do. The New York Times called him the last lion of the Senate, a title previously bestowed on the death of another McCain friend, Senator Edward Kennedy. Similar tributes appear in all the major papers. MSNBC remembered the maverick of the Senate compiling recollections from, among others, Reverend Al Sharpton and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. As with the newspapers, all the major networks have similar fond memories with similar controlled opposition. But that's just normal, right? At times like these, people put aside their differences. They do the right thing, the polite thing, and try to find something good to say, right? If you believe that, then you believe the sympathizers are essentially benign and objective, as opposed to the opportunists that are bent on manipulating a public perception in order to advance their wild agenda. Who thinks those delivering these heartfelt eulogies would not find all kinds of critical remembrances if the politician being memorialized was Trump? Who thinks some wouldn't be in your face about it? What they say and do for public consumption is all about power. It's always about power. It's never not been about power. This is the lesson that the Republicans continue to learn. Every time they make a concession and surrender point on guns, what happens? It's never enough, and the citizen disarmament zealots are back demanding more and painting anyone who stands in their way as an uncompromising extremist. They won't appreciate you for compromising. They'll take it and continue on their quest to have it all and to apply the politics of personal destruction against anyone who stands in their way. Case in point, let's look at how actress and activist Hayden Panettiere regarded John McCain in a Funny or Die video, one that looks like attempts have been made to scrub it from the internet, but is still posted for now on a Brazilian site. The underlying message, McCain was too conservative, too unethical, and too dangerous, and in fact the political equivalent of a carcinogen. If that's what they'd say about a man many of us considered unacceptably moderate, what must they want followers to think about those of us that are more hardline and less willing to cede any ground? I know. We're extremists and we're haters. And just ask the Southern Poverty Law Center, all because hate speech isn't free speech. Not only will the dominant, mainstream media ignore us, we'll be increasingly locked out of social media platforms. So for now, those praising Caesar to advance their own end are extolling his virtues for reasons beyond good manners. Look for them to hold those up as the ultimate edge of acceptable political discourse, where anyone outside those calculated boundaries can be branded an anti-government radical, a clear and present danger, and ultimately an enemy of the Republic, although if they actually call it that, I'll laugh out loud. Here's the part about this. We should always be untrusting of government. That's what the founders wanted us to be. They wanted us to be untrusting of government. They never wanted us to be, easily made happy. They didn't want us to be easily placated in such a way as to let our liberties be taken. They went through hell to get the independence that we have. And they didn't want to see that squandered. They didn't want it to be for any wrong reason. They wanted us to take it and run with it. And they wanted us, if we had to fight the government. They didn't trust government. I think the only reason we have a government is because they recognize, well, there has to be somebody out there setting some rules just for a civil society. Which is that, and that's all government should be. But that's not what a lot of people want. I mean, if you look at the polls, there's a lot of people that want government to solve all of their problems and handle all of their woes. That's not what government's supposed to do. Government is supposed to put things in a position to where we have ease of movement, to where we know that we're safe, and where we can go out and pursue life and happiness and financial solid, being solid financial and all of these other things. They're not supposed to give it to us. They're supposed to just make it to where we can go get it and then get out of the way. Clear the path, so to speak. Make the path smooth. And exchanges are supposed to be taking, they've given themselves the power to tax. So in their mind, that's the cost of government. And since they got the power to tax, of course, they never knew how to quit taxing. They never knew how to quit taking more money. So in that particular moment, as soon as all of that started, well, then we were going downhill. We were going downhill. But that's okay. As far as I'm concerned, that's okay. I mean, that's another time, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, Department of Justice official Bruce Orr testified before a House Oversight and Judicial Committee behind closed doors. Orr was the middleman between Christopher Steele and the FBI. Congressman Matt Gaetz is on the House Judiciary Committee. He said after Orr's testimony, there's a lot of explaining to do from other folks.
There are a number of factual conflicts. Either Bruce Orr's lying or Glenn Simpson's lying. And in another circumstance, either Bruce Orr's lying or Lisa Page's lying.
Today, Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. would resume military exercises in Korea. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley was asked about the United States relaxing some of the sanctions on North Korea.
Are they wishing or maybe changing their mind on denuclearization? But we're not going to change our mind on the sanctions. We're not going to change our mind on denuclearization, and we're not going to change our posture in terms of how we look at that as a threat in the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. In a lot of ways, I am a consumer of news just like you are. So that means after each mass murder, the news media shouts that attacks on our schools and churches are a growing epidemic. Experts appear on the news and tell us how, you know, turn our in our guns and make America safer. And once we read past the headlines, then we can see that the media might not be interested in the truth. We're building mass murders here in the U.S. and the news media is complicit in killing our kids. Now, it's very easy to blame the guns. After all, I mean, it's much better than going after the truth. And that doesn't explain why we have mass murder today, because 50 years ago, when I was a kid, guns were easier to come by. They were far more common. You could buy a gun at a gas station or at a hardware store back then. Children, even kids in New York City, brought their guns to school. And yet you would never see a mass murder like we do today. Many public schools had shooting teams and shooting ranges on campus. When I was in high school, we used to have target practice in the gym with 22 rifles. The 1960s should have seen us buried in the U.S. if guns were the cause of mass murder. And that isn't what we saw. So the issue then becomes more confusing when you add in other factors. Ostensibly, you would think that mental health treatment is much more effective than it was 50 years ago. And despite what you may have heard, we know that mentally ill people who are treated are far less violent than when they go untreated or when they quit taking their treatment. This should have made the past more violent than the present. Then we hear this is all a recent phenomenon. It's fairly simple to look at what changed in the last 50 years. We've actually faced and solved a very similar problem in the last few years. Simply look at the major reason that mass murderers kill people. They do it for the recognition. in a lot of ways, they sit around with this inflated view of what they are, who they are. Or they might be a social outcast who feels invisible. And mass murderers are willing to kill other people to be noticed. Sometimes they're even willing to kill themselves to be noticed. And we've seen and treated a similar strain of this disease before. We coined the term celebrity suicide to describe teenagers and young adults who kill themselves for the news coverage created by their death. They choose particularly graphic and public ways to die so their name would appear in the papers. They were saying, you didn't notice me when I was alive, but you'll know my name when I'm dead. Now, if this sounds familiar, this is because this comes from the desk of Rob Morse. This phenomenon of suicide for celebrity, this is what you get with a prolonged and sensationalized news coverage of a suicide. This would induce a cluster of copycat suicides. And under public pressure, we developed guidelines for press coverage of suicide, particularly teen suicide. Solution is straightforward. Tell the news, but don't mention the dead person's name or sensationalize the story. So journalists follow this when they're reporting on teen suicide, unless the murderer takes some of his classmates with him. Then they cover it a different way. Sales manager at a news station knows he can count on a ratings bump after a mass murder. A school or church attack is a journalist's dream. We have clear victims and bad guys. We have lots of injured people being transported for treatment. The news media turns the murderer into a celebrity as they publicize his name and picture for days. And while they're doing that, they're never out there saying, well, this guy's just evil. They're never getting out there and saying, it's too bad that somebody with a gun there was not there to blow him out of his socks. Sure. I get that. I understand that. Somebody watching the news, somewhere out there watching the news of all this as it unfolds, is the next murderer. He sees the news coverage too, but his reaction is different. The next mass murderer thinks how good it would feel if his face was covered in the news with $1 billion worth of press coverage. Now, Rob believes that's what they're looking for. That's what's changed in the last 50 years. When I was a kid, there was 3 channels. Saturday mornings were an event. When the new cartoons came out once a year, I mean, we stayed up the night before to watch the, you know, to see what was going to be new. I mean, back then it was a different time. Now, you know, you've got how many channels have you got to choose from? News never goes off. So you can get a lot of coverage if it's one of these viral stories. Back then we had a daily paper and a weekly paper. Color television wasn't that common. Today you get a TV in every room and most of them are 50 inches across. And if you're carrying a mobile phone of any kind and it is one of the an Android or a iPhone, you're getting updates every minute on your phone. And Rob may be on something about this. It may be the news coverage that has fueled the celebrity violence. Now, the media will tell you that they are committed to give you answers, but they are remarkable. You know, there's no way for them to be introspective and look at themselves. The solution to stop celebrity violence is to apply a similar guideline that we apply to celebrity suicide. Another phenomenon is that they will get out there and be wrong as wrong can be, and they never print or put out a retraction. So they'll be the first out there, and then they're not going to pull it back. They're not going to retract it. One group is pressing for these guidelines today, and the guidelines are called Don't Inspire Evil, and their message is simple and clear. Refrain from gratuitous or repetitious portrayal of mass murderers' names and images. And the mass media hasn't signed on so far. Each outlet is waiting for someone else to go first, and they may need a little help doing this. Now, here's the only problem I see with this. For them, for all of these people, especially in the media, the more they can look away from what just happened to calling for gun control of some sort and putting the experts out there and all this other stuff, they're going to do that. Now, I will say this, and I say this categorically. If somebody goes into a room to shoot up a room of kids, a room of people watching a movie, a room of people playing a video game, a room of people just being there, if they go in there, then they should be blown out of their socks by somebody there that can respond in kind and end it. Put the mad dog down. They should not only not be allowed to get the publicity they want, but they should not even be able to get the gratuity of knowing that they kill people. They should be stopped dead in their tracks before they get anywhere. That's what I would like to see. Now, of course, we're not going to see that because then everybody that's been out there pushing the gun-free zone would have to retract that gun-free zones don't, you know, they'd have to, well, they don't work. Okay, no kidding. Well, we knew that already, right? I mean, I knew it already. So, that's what's changed, though. I think Rob may be onto something there. But at the same time, we got to give the blame where it is due. Got to be some medium ground out there somewhere. I don't know. We'll find it. I'm sure we will. In the meantime, carry a gun everywhere you go. Carry it all the time, every time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, after these mass shootings, these mass rampage killings, Second Amendment supporters often like, you know, there's a bunch of analysts and commentators in the news media that make outrageous claims about gun violence and the type of guns used to carry out mass shootings. Now, let me say this without any doubt whatsoever. There is nothing in the military that makes somebody an expert on civilian shootings. Okay? There's nothing in the military that makes anybody an expert on that. Most of the military tactics that you learn in the military are all based upon teamwork. So, like me being a military veteran, coming off and trying to apply the tactics that I might have learned in the military to a gunfight today is not going to work. And likewise, the people who run the military are not in any position to make any sort of calls like this. Of course, that doesn't slow them down. The latest to get out there and make a few comments here and there is a retired four-star Army general who stated that some mass shooters use automatic weapons to carry out their mass murders. General Barry R. McCaffrey, a retired four-star Army general and a man awarded 3 Purple Hearts for his service in Vietnam. And listen, I'm not even going to tell you that I appreciate the man's service because I served too. You know, when you're in the military, there's a chance that when, you know, while you're in the military, you're going to be in war because that's what the military does. And if a war happens while you're in the military, likelihood is you're going to go to the war. And so in war, there's, you know, lots of shooting going on and everything else. So people get shot. General McCaffrey, retired, appeared on MSNBC's MSNBC Live with David Gura Sunday to offer his thoughts on the recent mass shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. The one that left 2 people dead and 11 others wounded. The shooter also died. Newsbusters, a nonprofit production of the Media Research Center, quickly picked up on the general's bizarre claim. At the beginning of his comments, he states, "David, I think we're getting inured to this, getting accustomed to it. We're having mass shooters with semi-automatic weapons or automatic weapons on a regular basis." Where the hell do you live, old man? Who has shot anybody in the United States this century with an automatic weapon in a crime? Who? But he tells a war story. The last day in combat as an infantry company commander in Vietnam, I got shot by a machine gun. We probably had the same level of casualties, around 20 wounded and 3 or 4 killed in action. But that's in combat. We were opposing North Vietnamese Army regulars. What we're seeing now is automatic and semi-automatic weapons being used against defenseless populations. You're an idiot, dude. You're an idiot. You are an idiot. The statement that shooters have used automatic weapons to carry out mass shootings is false. Mass shooters have carried out the horrific shootings in Virginia Tech, Aurora, Newtown, Pulse, San Bernardino, Las Vegas, Sutherland Springs, Parkland, and Jacksonville all use semi-automatic weapons. The closest mass shooting that resembled automatic fire was Las Vegas. There, the only time it's ever been done, they used, or Paddock used, a bump stock. But that was just enhanced semi-automatic fire. You know that because if you've been shot at by a machine gun, which is a peculiar... Nobody in the military, by the way, uses the nomenclature machine gun. We all take great pride in knowing what's shooting at us or we're shooting when we fire it. So we're not out there running around with machine guns. We've got an M249 or an M203 or an M16 or an M4 or... You know, an M2, M60. We'll tell you the caliber, 7.62 by 51. You know, all this other stuff. Nobody's running around saying machine gun in the military. Though McCaffrey made this inaccurate claim, he mentioned a solution that many Second Amendment supporters can get behind. So they say. That solution is that there needs to be more coordination between mental health authorities and law enforcement to prevent these shootings. Well, there's a little problem with that. It's not happening. Not happening. He states that this is unlikely to happen until we restrict in some way through registration or diminished sales the availability of weapons, particularly to young men, gang-related primarily. Okay, now, why on earth are we going into gangs when we're talking about a mass rampage killer? Those are two separate things. They're two separate causes. There's two separate ways to deal with it. A military person has to be a problem solver, find solutions to problems. He's out there saying there's one size that fits all, which he knows patently already doesn't actually work. General McCaffrey is, on his best day, a mixed bag when it comes to the Second Amendment and gun control. He understands that disarming the American public isn't a plausible solution to prevent gun violence, and realizes the importance of focusing on mental health, but he also rejects the notion that buyback programs are effective. He said, I think it's impossible to imagine disarming the American people. It's simply not going to happen. And so things like gun buyback programs are all, in my judgment, a complete waste of time. You've got to get mental health and law enforcement linked in. But then there's the other caveat to his remarks. And you've got to reduce the availability of semi-automatic pistols primarily to young men. How are you going to do that, sir? I mean, they have to wait till they're 21, and, you know, for somebody like me, I look at anybody up to the age of about 40 as being a young man. So where are you drawing your line, sir? And I'm being nice calling you that, too. And he doesn't make any, he doesn't make any suggestion at all as to how this would be done. The mass shooting at the Madden 19 video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, is the latest mass rampage killing to garner media attention. Before that was happening, the Democrats in Congress are already advocating for tighter gun controls as they continue to make the issue of gun violence a pertinent issue ahead of the November midterms. But guess what? It's a poison pill, boys and girls. It's a poison pill for you. And if you, I hope you do. I hope you run on it. I hope you run on it hard. Hope you continue to get out there and call for it. I hope you continue to say that me and everybody else who didn't harm anybody that day or the day before or any days coming up, unless they break into my house, keep calling us mad killers. Nothing better to motivate some of the apathetic out there. I'm already coming for you. I want you to add to my friends. So keep going for it. Keep pushing it. It never gets old. It's never correct. But listen, people in the military, of course, if you want to respect them, that's fine. It is a very rare percentage of the, it's a very small percentage of us that ever serve in the military. That doesn't mean that we got all the answers when it comes to a weapon. Okay, we have a great many of them. We have a training, a disciplined mindset when it comes to training. We understand how to train and what to do and everything. And that may be the foot, you know, where we have it over people that have never served in the military. But what we have trained to do in the military is not, it doesn't work in the civilian world. I thought long and hard about being a cop, but my training in the military would not have served me as a police officer, because I have to be able to do things differently. Now, it would have helped me out in the training environment of becoming a cop, but that's about it. That's about as far as it goes. So, whenever you hear one of these generals out there telling you what needs to be done, no. And you don't even have to go, no, sir. You can just say no, because they're retired. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.